Last Week in the Mirror, a weekend roundup from UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. And now the hopped-up hearse of web journalism careens away from the actual news of the past week. From Wikia City, California, here's your weekend anchor person, Nick Jones.
Director Peter Jackson surprises fans with announcement of lead actor for upcoming movie The Hobbit.
99999! Ich will nicht go see that movie!
One fan said following the announcement. Members of Parliament in the United Kingdom turn to old statue of 1381 to solve avian problem. Six Russian cosmonauts are preparing to set down on Mars after having spent 233 days inside a cramped spacecraft. And MSNBC's Keith Olbermann is fired for apparently knowing too much about his new employers. All that and more as newsmakers and award-winning reporters of Uncyclopedia take a look at the Last Week in the Mirror. Last Week in the Mirror for the week of January 23rd, I'm Nick Jones. January 18th, 2011, Morgan Freeman to play Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit.
New York City, The Shire. Director Peter Jackson announced today that Morgan Freeman will play the leading role of Bilbo Baggins in the upcoming movie The Hobbit. The announcement came as a surprise and a disappointment to many Tolkien fans.
Achtung, mein Lieben, this is a mistake. Bilbo is not black. I think this shows a big misunderstanding talking message. I mean, Gandalf the White is Trump of the evil elephant riding black man, you know?
99999!
Ich will nicht go see that movie! Unless Bilbo's wife is Natalie Portman.
German fan Adolf Hitler said. However, Tolkien expert Lady Gaga had the following to say.
It, doesn't say anywhere that, Bilbo was white and, didn't have a mustache. Yeah.
And indeed, on page 301 of the Silmarillion, the epic that fleshes out Middle-earth, Tolkien describes not just the hirsutism of the little creatures, but their awkwardness with soup. Miss Gaga explains.
This suggests the presence of mustaches unless they eat soup with their feet.
Moreover, Irish historian Sean Connery explains that, contrary to popular belief, Bilbo was in fact not living in Ireland, which suggests he may have had black friends. Actually, he may have been black himself, the preferred nomenclature being African Hobbitian. Peter Jackson is himself African American, which very few people remember, much like his brother Michael. His decision was the result of a long social introspection. I didn't have anyone short enough for the role, but I like Morgan Freeman, so I gave it to him. According to the director, Morgan Freeman will wear a mustache for the role. When contacted on the topic, Morgan Freeman just mumbled, "My precious."
January 20th, 2011. Parliament bans tweeting during sessions. London, United Kingdom. The Deputy Speaker of the House of Commons, Lindsay Hoyle, has banned MPs from tweeting while trying to stay awake during a Churchill speech, citing a parliamentary statute of 1381.
"You shall not make the song of a bird within this royal place of Westminster on the pain of death."
Hoyle has urged all members that to continue to tweet would result in some grisly punishments, all of them still legal and unrepealed. He referred all members to the case of Wat Tyler versus Rex during the Peasants' Revolt of that year. Addressing the House of Commons from the Speaker's chair, Hoyle added,
"All honorable members will have taken notice that in the year 1381, when King Richard II held his parliament, a Labour Party member for revolting peasants and other undesirables, a certain Mr. Tyler, did make rude bird sounds in front of his majesty. The king had declared that no man should be allowed to make sounds of the bird, which are also called tweeting, and had Tyler brought to trial on the spot, with a knife in the guts and head removed thereof, and stuck on the roof of Westminster Hall. The members gathered there agreed to vote in favor of the aforementioned statute, and since then it has been against the rules of this House in sitting that anyone making a bird sound should be executed. As the wording of this bill specifically mentions tweeting, I will follow the understanding of the word as it was then known in 14th century England, rather than anything more recent.
Encyclopedia's own Spike reporting from the 14th century England. Thank you, Spike. Many MPs have said that this will be unworkable and have vowed to appeal the ruling of the chair. They say it is absurd to ban tweeting when the House of Commons maintains the other fine traditions of libel, backstabbing, pouring poison down members' ears, and storing gunpowder under the House of Lords. January 21st, 2011. Reds pretend to land on Red Planet.
Moscow. Six cosmonauts are set to pretend to touch down on the surface of Mars. The all-male crew has lived inside a cramped capsule for the past 233 days to pretend to make the interplanetary journey. The cosmonauts, three Russians, a Chinese, a Frenchman, and a stowaway named Zachary Smith, eat canned food, communicate by emails and video messages, and bathe once a week. This last was the idea of the Frenchman, said mission director Boris Morukov. The mission is being conducted by the Institute for Medical and Biological Problems here, although it has not yet succeeded in causing any such problems. In fact, Mr. Morukov says the astronauts are, quote, still motivated, though there is some natural fatigue, unquote. The mission is a natural outgrowth of the old Russian saying, they pretend to pay me, and I pretend to work. Work in this case being to pretend to go to Mars. The Putin-Medvedev administration in Russia has made pretending a cabinet-level ministry. Among other things, pretending to get tough on Iranian saber-rattling, pretending to dismantle its nuclear arms, and pretending it didn't invade Chechnya. Pretending to go to Mars, however, is the most ambitious effort to date. A real Mars mission is decades away because of its huge costs and technical challenges, and because the Russian government places a higher priority on pretending to complete the annual food harvest. After pretending to land on Mars on February 12, the crew will pretend to study the surface for 2 days and then pretend to return to Earth. Mission Control will create mock emergencies to keep the crew busy, Mr. Morukov said. The crew is in a yellow pretend space capsule, the size of a school bus, with flashing red lights on the front and back, which occasionally speeds around corners and rolls over to simulate the strange gravity of a spaceflight. Deadly space radiation is simulated using black light and radios tuned between channels. In the U.S., the possibility of a new space race is universally discounted. New Jersey Governor Donald Trump said, quote, this nation has millions of basement dwellers whose experience playing video games, eating stale processed foods, and avoiding all real human contact for months at a time equip America for any competition to pretend to return to space.
January 22, 2011. Comcast fires Keith Olbermann for knowing too much. New York, New York. MSNBC host Keith Olbermann was fired tonight by his new and now former employee Comcast, an American cable company with ties to hell itself. Just before capitalism's axe fell, Olbermann was giving a few minutes to say goodbye to his viewing audience while armed henchmen pointed guns at him, just in case he said the wrong thing, according to Comcast spokesman Glenn Beck. MSNBC's other most loved host, Rachel Maddow, issued a statement while looking over her shoulder, calling Olbermann's firing morally indefensible. That's nonsense, said U.S. Congressman and Comcast spokesperson Michelle Bachmann, who will take over Olbermann's show in the near future. Keith just needs a long rest away from the grind of knowing too much, in a country where that usually ends badly. He'll be back somewhere soon. Europe has lots of television cameras, and I'm sure they'll lend him one. Olbermann, allegedly cable television's most effective former voice of progressive thought and clear thinking, was let out of MSNBC's offices by security guards, who had packed up his office while he was on the air. Given the bum's rush out of the front door of MSNBC's headquarters at Comcast Center, formerly Rockefeller Center, Olbermann was thrown onto the pavement just as a new party line was being brought in from down the street at Fox News. When reached for comment, U.S. President and Comcast spokesperson Barack Obama, who put Olbermann on the no-fly list immediately after his firing, assembled his teleprompter and announced, I've been told his firing has something to do with either the tides or his new zodiac sign. I'm satisfied with this explanation. Now he belongs to the ages. Nothing to see here. Have you met my dog? Oberman ended his final show by reading a story by old-time American humorist James Thurber, in which some kind of forest animal knew too much and paid the price for it. Comcast spokesman Dick Cheney denied that this was a metaphor, then sent some of his cable goons to find out if this Thurber guy was employed by them.
This has been The Last Week in the Mirror. For the week of January 23rd, I'm Nick Jones.